At this time, we'll have our committee reports, and we will start with Trustee Ray Cepeda. Would you please give report on the recent meeting of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on Monday, November 4th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Joining me in the meetings were Trustee Edwards, King, Mitchell, as well as Trustee McKeever. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting held on September 9th, 2019. The committee reviewed and recommended items 14 through 22 from today's board agenda, which included a presentation of the fiscal year 2021 budget request, 7 capital and real estate items, and purchase and renovation recommendations. Follow-up information was requested in regards to the baseball training center item, which was provided to the committee board members after the meeting. And during the review of items, the committee received a design presentation regarding the proposed welcome atrium for UI Hospital. Also during the review of items, the committee held a very robust conversation regarding increases in project costs for 3i project for the University for UI Health Hospital. Michael Zen provided a presentation regarding the scope and funding plan for the UI Health Outpatient Surgery Center and Specialty Clinics Facility. Finally, the committee received the summary of the internal audit activity through the first quarter ended September 30th, 2019 from Ms. Julie Zimaitis. There was no old or new business discussed, and then the committee held a brief executive session to discuss the minutes of a meeting lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act. Once the meeting was back open in session, the committee voted to approve the committee item. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Monday, January 6th at 3 p.m. That is all, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ray. Next, I'd like to ask Trustee Stuart King to report on the recent meeting of the University Healthcare System Committee. Trustee King.
Thank you, Chairman Edwards. The University Healthcare System Committee met yesterday at 12:30. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Estrada, McMillan, and Panic. Dr. Robert Barish provided introductory remarks that highlighted upcoming improvements in infrastructure at the hospital, and he also noted the recent positive site visit by the Joint Commission that resulted in a renewal of our accreditation. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on September 18th, 2019. The committee then reviewed the recommended agenda items 12, 13, and 22, which included appointing members to the advisory board of the Division of Specialized Care for Children, the Community Assessment of Needs Report and Implementation Plan, and purchase and renewal recommendations. As part of the discussion of items, Dr. Jerry Christian provided a presentation regarding the community health needs assessment. The committee also held a robust discussion about the purchase and renewal recommendations and asked for follow-up information to be provided regarding the MAFB numbers. Mr. Michael Zen began the CEO report with an overview of the financial activity and performance of the hospital and clinics during fiscal year 2019. Mr. Zen noted that the members of the hospital leadership team are very disappointed with the leapfrog grade that went from a C to a D that they recently received, and stated that they are committed to improving the quality and safety. He then provided upon updates on the 3i project and outpatient surgery center and specialty clinics. Finally, the committee received the graduate medical education report from Dr. Ray Curry. There was no old business. Under new business, Dr. Barish provided information that Dr. Mark Hutchison has been selected to serve as a physician at the Olympics in Tokyo in 2020. And at that point, I asked Dr. Barish also to develop a capital wish list for the hospital to present it back to the committee for infrastructure improvements. The committee held a brief executive session to discuss minutes of the meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act. Once the meeting was back in the open session, the committee voted to approve the committee item. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for January 15th at 12:30 p.m. And I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the committee for all of their work and let them know that the work they do is very impactful and meaningful to all the professionals in the health system. At this moment in time, someone is out there helping deliver a baby, someone is up to their elbows in blood and body fluids, someone's trying to comfort a cancer patient, and their work is meaningful and impactful, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Stuart. At this time, I'd ask Trustee Rick Estrada, Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, to give his report.
Great, thank you, Chairman. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday here in Chicago. I attended the meeting with Trustees Dale, Holmes, McMillan, and Panic. Trustees Edwards and King attended the meetings as guests. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on September 18th of 2019. The committee then reviewed items 2, 3, 4, and 5 on today's agenda and forwards those items for the consideration of the full board. The committee heard a legislative update from Paul Weinberger, who is the Director of Federal Relations, and from Marissa Brewer, Associate Director of Advocacy. Mrs. Brewer referred to the current veto session and gave an update on recent advocacy and engagement activities. She highlighted a trend at legislative receptions emphasizing the partnership between the university system and the state, and described efforts to create a University of Illinois caucus at the Chicago City Council. Upon questions, she said that 13 city council members are alums and noted that the caucus is likely to grow as additional members are identified. She also noted that there are members that are either sons and daughters or spouses and partners of city council members, state reps that we also maybe count as alums, that are alums of the university that also we care about. Mr. Weinberger reported on the University of Illinois System Day in D.C., which he said was a success. He informed the committee of funding uncertainties at the federal level and described aspects of the College Affordability Act. He also briefly discussed ongoing concerns regarding foreign efforts to access research on university campuses and described issues resulting from increased reporting requirements related to this issue. There was no new business or old business. The committee met in executive session to discuss the recommendations pertaining to the release of sequestered minutes from governance, personnel, and ethics committee meetings. The committee voted in open session to approve the recommendation to disclose certain minutes discussed in executive sessions pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for January 15, 2020 at 2 p.m. in this same room in Chicago. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Rick. At this time, we're going to have the report on the Academic and Student Affairs Committee, which would normally be given by Chair Trustee Smart, but she was unable to attend yesterday's meeting. I might note, though, that she did hop on a red eye to get here for this meeting this morning, so kudos to her for that. But having having not been at the meeting yesterday, Trustee McMillan served as chair of the committee, and I would ask him to give a report at this time.
Very good. And Trustee Smart has been totally alert all morning. The Academic Student Affairs Committee met yesterday. Joining me in the meeting were Trustees Dale, DeWalt, Estrada, Jacobson, and Panic, and also Trustees Edwards, Holmes, and King were also here as guests. So I think we had the whole board. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was September 18, 2019. The committee also then reviewed agenda items 5 through 11, which included the standard of appointments item, the awarding of honorary degrees in Chicago, and 5 academic items for Urbana. President Killeen then introduced 3 faculty members who were hired as a part of the President's Distinguished Faculty Hiring Initiative. Ibn Alsberg, John Stewart, and Ardith Dordenbos were the 3 that were introduced. Professor Stewart and Dordenbos provided remarks that related to why they came to UIC, one thing that people should know about them, one thing that they're particularly proud of, one thing they want to accomplish as members of the faculty, and what they can contribute to the UI's system overall. It was a very great report, and it was great to meet those people. Congratulations on that hire to all of you involved. There was no old business or new business. The next meeting of the committee will be scheduled for January 15th at 2:45 p.m. here in the same room in Chicago.
Great. Thank you very much, Ed.